Recently on our show, we spoke with outgoing Simmons University President Helen Drynan, who will step down at the end of June after 12 years in that role. The next president of the Women's Focused Institution will be Lynn Perry Wooten, currently the Dean and Professor of Management and Organizations at Cornell University's Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management. She'll also be Simmons' first African-American president. And when Wooten joined us at WBUR to talk about her plans for Simmons, she told us that it is an honor to lead as an African-American woman.
Being African-American is a big part of my identity and who I am. And so I think of the role as one, I bring my African-American values of community, kinship networks, caring about people, lifting as we climb, and thinking about social justice. What I want students to see is a role model of someone who may look different than them, but they may look the same. And this is a person who cares about them and who brings her history to the table, her identity. So things such as civil rights. This notion, when you go back to Simmons' mission of women being educated and equity empowered, that's who African-American women are. Most African-American women have always had to work and think about their family's financial well-being. So those lessons come up. And then the notion of, given Simmons' history, it's important that we have this ethos of lifting as we climb.
So let's stay with that for a minute, because you will be coming to Boston as a senior African-American woman leader into a community that we know from the outside is criticized for its legacy of racism.
Right.
Did you think about that, and how do you think about that as you become one of the senior leaders in this community?
You know, I definitely did think about that. I grew up in Philadelphia, but spent most of my adult life in college towns. And have had a history of Boston because I have colleagues who were at Simmons and Boston University and Harvard Business School and know about the history of Boston. And the way I've thought about it is that this is the opportunity. I can be, one, a servant leader. Secondly, I want to be a change agent. I want to be part of the history that Boston is trying to create to be an inclusive city, and in particular, what it's trying to do for the African-American community. Third is, one of my values is community, and I have to say that the African-American community of Boston has welcomed me with open arms, and my family and I, we're looking forward to being part of that community and advancing Boston's goal to be an inclusive town.
So, Dean Wooten, one area of your research is crisis leadership. Yeah. One of the things that has been a hallmark for Simmons, arguably over the last decade, is its ability to grow and survive what appears to be a crisis for small liberal arts colleges and universities. Simmons went from a college to university, $100 million in fundraising, launched a very successful online graduate school program. Is your industry in crisis as you come into Simmons? And how will your crisis leadership work affect how you lead in an industry like that?
So the industry is definitely in crisis. And we talk about two types of crisis in our research, smoldering crisis and sudden crisis.
Smoldering and sudden?
Yep. So the smoldering is, higher ed is in a smoldering crisis. You've seen lots of things happen over time. Shifting demographics, affordability. Are there too many colleges in the marketplace, and the need to have a return on investment for a college education because it's so expensive?
I gotta stop you there for a second. With Mount Ida College closing, with the move by the state in the last couple of years to consider exposing the financials of small and at-risk, doesn't feel like smoldering, kind of feels like sudden.
So, but these things have been happening over time. What the smoldering is that all at once Mount Ida closed.
Yeah.
But the things that led up to the closure, they were underneath the surface. And so part of good crisis leadership that any university president has to be preparing for, what are those cobwebs in the closet? How am I preparing for the next crisis? What are the things that I need to address? Always looking at the finances, the university culture, the relevancy of the university. So we're in this pressure-wise environment now, where the university's president is a crisis leadership.
I'm confident you know that in February, Moody's Investor Service revised its outlook for Simmons from stable to negative, and you're inheriting a substantial debt load, $140+ million, $77 million more to do some campus renovation.
Right.
How do you characterize Simmons's financial condition? Are you worried? Is this an urgent moment? And what's your plan?
I wouldn't say that I'm worried, but I would say I'm very mindful and paying a lot of attention to it. Simmons will have some debt, But financially, they've thought about the debt and how we're going to manage it. And sometimes it's investments that you have to make. And that's where the board and senior leadership is. On the flip side, we're not only thinking about the debt, but we have to be very thoughtful about growing revenue and maintaining enrollment revenue. So we're thinking about, okay, what are the graduate programs that are going to produce revenue? How do we keep up enrollment? How do we have the best undergraduate class? And then how do we continue to innovate?
I recently had an opportunity to talk with Helen Drinan, both about her tenure at Simmons, but her broader career as a woman and a leader and a senior person in Boston. I asked Helen, are you a woman leader or a leader who is a woman? And Helen very emphatically answered, I'm a leader who is a woman. And her argument was, because one must be a leader of all the people. I admit that surprised me a little, given the specific focus on women of Simmons. So I'm going to ask you the same question. Are you a woman leader or a leader who's a woman?
I totally agree with what Helen said, but because of who I am a woman leader. And I'm going to say that because I bring so much of being a woman to who I am as a leader, yet at the same time, I universally serve everyone. And so for me, part of my identity as being a woman is I bring into the workforce, I talk about what it means to be a mother and a wife. I talk about what it means to be a daughter and the women in the village who raised me and my peer female girlfriends who have coached me throughout life. And so every day I wear every day when I get up, I wear multiple hats. But the three that are probably most salient to me that you mentioned are woman, leadership, and I'm an African-American leader. And I'm proud to wear those hats. And I use that intersectionality to serve all people. And I think because I wear those hats, it makes me a better leader. I can't imagine not being any of the three.
Underneath much of what you said, I hear a concept of formation for students. So not just educating young people between, say, the ages of 18 and 26, depending on how long they're in school and what their degree
is. And especially when you add graduate school to
it. Right, exactly. But I hear you saying you see Simmons University as having responsibility for formation of young people, too. Is that right? And can you talk
more about that? Oh, my. You have really read me. So I am someone who came to college at 18 and never left. I love university life. I believe that being a university professor and leader is my vocational calling. And part of that is what you got at Tiziana, the formation of adulthood. And now people are saying it's actually from, let's say, 18 to 28. And Simmons' role is very important in how do we help people transform from adolescence to adulthood. And that transformation happens inside and outside of the classroom. And there are probably two institutions that do it well that we think about, universities and the military. And as the formation of adulthood, lots of things go into that if you were looking at it as a recipe. One is the education, the traditional classroom experience, but other aspects are what you learn outside of the classroom. So, for example, in my undergraduate experience, I actually learned a lot from sorority life. I'm in the same sorority as Simmons alumna past Gwen Ifill. I learned from living in the dorms. I learned about my identity, who I am as an African-American and a woman. And graduate school, when I did my MBA at Duke, I learned about what it is to work in a team and collective learning. In the PhD program at University of Michigan, I learned what it's like to spend 15 hours a day working on a dissertation and writing solo. All of these help in my formation as an adult and made me who the person that I am. And so American society really has to continue its investment in universities and its role it plays in the formation of adulthood. And that's so important for this next generation that's going to live to 100. So they have 60 to 70 years of adult formation. And they must be life-wide and lifelong learners. And that's where universities such as Simmons play a role.
What are universities getting wrong?
What are universities getting wrong? It builds upon your last question. A new generation is there at universities. A new demographic of people who've grown up differently. They've always had smartphones and Googles. They've had parents that have been involved in their life. They are lifelong and life-wide learners. And we're seeing different types of people come to universities. When I went to college, you may not have seen someone who had a learning challenge. The other thing that we're seeing is we have to be places for people from diverse socioeconomic status. Historically, colleges were a lot designed for people from upper echelons. And so what universities need to pay more attention is how do we create safe spaces where everyone can belong and excel? It's important that we have a return on investment. Mm. And as we own our mission for formation of adulthoods, we have to be sure that we're committed to launching them into their careers in graduate school.
We've talked a couple of times in a couple of different ways in this interview today about Simmons's mission and role in educating young women. Is there a future for gender-exclusive or gender-dominant focus or women-dominant focus of education and higher education giving our changing world?
Yeah. You know, I went to an all-girls high school. So I've been thinking about that question since 1984. What is the role of all-girls or all-women's education? And I still think it's so important in this society for a variety of reasons. Women-centric, women-inclusive colleges that attract people who identify as female create communities where people feel empowered. We still need places where women have safe spaces to develop their leadership journey, their career, and their formation. And that's what we do well at Simmons, and we'll continue to do it, I think, for a while because there's a demand and need for it.
So I'm hoping that throughout your tenure as president of Simmons University, we'll talk to you regularly here on Radio Boston. Let's imagine that one of those regular conversations is on your five-year anniversary. What would you need to be able to say about your accomplishments in that interview to have called these first 5 years a success?
And I know you're going to come back in 5 years and have that checklist. Right?
It is what we do.
Just yesterday, I was journaling about that because I truly believe in reflective practices. And I had, you know, probably outlined 10 things that were important to me. And I'm not going to talk about all 10, but I'm going to talk about some that we have started to highlight in this conversation. Financial stability and the campus master plan are going to be very important. And I want people to say, wow, Simmons took a bold risk and look what this has produced. Education, having programs that are distinct and being the place where students want to come, that we just have so many applications, we don't know what we want to do with it because everyone wants to be in our undergraduate and graduate programs. The vision for Simmons to be the best place to work for faculty and staff are important to me. Likewise, I want to be in a place of inclusion and talk about what it means and focus on for faculty, staff, and what we call our Alana student body. So Simmons is known for being a place where students are Asian, African-American, Latinx, and Native American want to come at Simmons. And they think it's a cool place and it's going to launch them into their adult formation. And the final thing I've been liking a lot about because it relates to my research is Simmons has a history of leadership in women. And when anybody is thinking about leadership in women and what it means to be a servant leader, what it means to be a female leader, what it means to be a strategic leader, Simmons is coming to the forefront of mind. Those are the kind of the things that are important to me 5 years from now.
Lynn Perry Wooten is the incoming president of Simmons University, a post that she will begin here in Boston on July 1st. Thanks for being with us on Radio Boston.
Thank you.